All right. Hey, how about that? We're going live. We're going live. Ugh.
Early.
So I just want to tell you guys what I woke up to this morning because it's funny. So I wake up, I sleep in a little bit because, it's my only day off. And I'm just like, all right, cool. I'm gonna hang out, whatever, and I'm making coffee and I'm checking messages. And I look down, and there's a message in a group chat from a friend of mine, and it's an audio message. And I'm like, oh, that's not gonna be good. And he said it at like 3 a.m. So it's I'm
Oh, that's even
expecting it to be
better.
like I'm expecting it to be like super drunk, like ah, shit like that. No, it's just my buddy snoring for like 30 seconds. So I'm like, so did he fall asleep with his phone in his hand, like with the chat open? Like
Or
what? Or did he like?
did a significant other do it as a
No, he doesn't
prank
have a
or
significant other. Yeah. Like he's single and he's traveling. So part of me thinks that he just kind of, whoops, So it was really, really funny. So anyway, happy 4th of July, everybody. It's Independence Day. Get your independence going. Get your independence. Get it all. Do your independent thing. Whether it's, you want to raise a flag, you want to sing Miss Independent, you want to, like play trumpets and do all kinds of stuff. Do Hail to the Chief a little bit. Do a little Star Spangled Banner, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. However you celebrate, cool on you. So thank you to everyone who came out for the customer appreciation sale. It was excellent. Thank you so much. Now we can afford more supplies. Which, by the way, I just ordered yesterday. So next week we're probably getting another pallet, a couple pallets of supplies.
Yay,
Yay,
more fun
Justin's
for
back is
me.
thanking me right now. So
It's okay.
right? So So if you guys didn't see on our website and in our emails, first off, if you're not getting our company emails, you need to go to ndcomics.com, go to newsletter, sign up, you'll get a little email that says, hey, are you sure you want to take this email? You go, yes, and then you're going to get the emails going forward. So make sure you do that, because that's how we send out most of our information. We send it every week. It's usually three little things, talks about what's coming up, including our blowout in the warehouse where everything is 50 cents, $150 short box with plus tax, 150 plus tax, for a full long box, one day only, July 20th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So it's nice and cool in there and it's not hot as balls. Because if you guys have been to the warehouse, you know that it can get cold. Well, just so you know, it also gets hot as hell in the summer. So, we're trying something new, getting in there a little early, a little early.
Trying
Also gets you
to.
out before it gets too hot in there. But definitely go check that out. It'll be a lot of fun. I will not be there. Jason will be there. You'll have to give him some high fives and tell him how much you miss me. But check that out. Also, I will be in Youngstown this weekend for Mahoning Valley Comic Con. It's a nice little con. It's starting to pick up a little bit. Steve Geiger is going to be there. There's a couple other like small celebrity guys that'll be there too. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be a one little
Yeah.
small day deal. I like it. So make sure you come and check that out. I think we have anything else coming up. In August, we have Butler's anniversary sale. And then the next regular warehouse sale is
That's also in August. I'm gonna
August
say,
16th, 17th, 18th.
yeah.
So you got about another month and a half till that one. So
Yep.
come on out, hang out, be good times, and watch,
True.
hang out and stuff. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got on that. So I guess that means we could probably talk about comics,
Yep.
Because there's really no nerd news,
Yeah,
like
what?
at
Dead.
all.
We're closer to Deadpool and Wolverine. Yay. Like,
Yep.
I think they released a new trailer or something, or a longer trailer that shows a little bit more from what someone was saying.
No.
So.
Oh, okay. Wait. Okay. I take it back. Speaking of Deadpool, so I have a guilty pleasure movie you should watch. It's a documentary. And it features Ryan Reynolds as both Deadpool and Ryan Reynolds. And it's about Nickelback.
Oh
It's
God.
on Netflix. It was actually very informative about the band. Like it basically talks about how like they put out two albums and no one still didn't pick them up. And then finally Roadrunner picked them up. And then they made it huge. And then everybody was like, why is this like arena rock band on a metal label? Because they're on Roadrunner. And like the
Yes.
big Roadrunner bands at that time were Slipknot had just put out their first album and Typo Negative was cranking like just huge hits. So it was interesting to watch how like even the some of the guys at the label were like, what the hell are we doing?
I think
You
what
know,
Fear Factory was one of the bands on label too. Like a
well, they
lot of
were.
their
I don't know if they
newest,
still are, but
no, but they were at the time.
So, and then it goes through and it talks about how they dealt with like the bad shit, like where people would like drive down the street, they'd see Chad Kroeger and they would just yell, "Your band sucks," out the window at him. And you know, they had to deal with that kind of stuff. And you know, it was very interesting how they did that. And like the bass player had like a stroke at one point, and made it and recovered, which is crazy. The drummer had like a nerve issue and he recovered. And the current drummer, who is the drummer who for the longest part of the band, apparently was the drummer that was in Three Doors Down, and I didn't know that. So I was like, holy crap. So I then the next day went, all right, I'm gonna give him another listen, just because I haven't listened to him in a long time. And I do like maybe like four songs, like legitimately like four songs.
Yeah, there's
So
they are one of those bands that it's like they're like the glam metal bands of the 80s that, you know, everybody makes fun of for a long time until people get nostalgic and they're like, you know what, they weren't that bad, you know. Dude, you're gonna have to pull down your, you
it
know,
is
your
pulled down.
thing.
That's the problem.
Well, you're getting the sunlight pushing
Yeah, I
through
know. I was
there.
like, maybe if I, man,
Yeah, you're gonna have to do that.
let's just stay right
But
here.
I
Anyway.
enjoy Nickelback. Certain Nickelback songs are cool. Like some of them are really good. Like Tempo. Like there's a couple that are really, you
Yeah.
know, I don't want to
Like,
say
I like
metal
Animal.
hard, but they're hard rock, you
I'll be
know.
honest, they have some actual like good metalish tunes. Like it's not as bad as I remember it. But
Yeah.
I think there's just something about Chad Kroeger's voice and the way he sings that it doesn't jive for me. The music's great. Music's fine. It's just, I don't know if it's like, it's not the content of the lyrics. It's, I think, just how he sings and how he delivers it. And like,
Well,
or there's something in the timbre of his voice that doesn't
him
sit
and
well with
what's his name
me.
from Creed are very similar in tone to me. And I
Him and
think
Scott Stapp.
that's one of those things of there's a lot of people that dislike Creed. And it's, you know, and I know like their first album was really good, and then they started getting that, what is it? What do they call it? The FOMO of this is like one of the best bands ever. And then they caught heat, they caught on fire. Like Higher is like one of those songs that, you know, all the ladies are like, oh, I love Higher. It's like one of the best songs ever. You're like, that's not even one of their best songs. But it's just, I feel those two are so similar in voice tone. I think people f like sometimes mistake Creed for Nickelback as far as
Well,
the
no.
vocalist.
Like Theory of a Dead Man and Nickelback are like almost identical in sound too, which is crazy. But
Yeah, but Theory of a Dead Man's different. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't want to go down a music rabbit hole here too far, but I just thought it was a
Another
very good,
podcast we'll do
it was a
later.
very good, it was a very good documentary. I really thought it was, well done. And like I said, it made me listen to him again, give him another chance. And I still like the same five or six songs. And there were like one or two that I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But man, there was some stuff that was like real heavy. But the problem is a lot of their stuff, especially in that like Silver Side Up through like two records later, like their breakthrough record through that, a lot of it was very formulaic and very like not even like so much to the point where it's the same chord progression in the same key in the same tempo. And it's like, what the hell, guys? Like, and I think it's just that Chad writes a lot of his songs in the same key because that's where he's comfortable in. Like that's where he's comfortable with his voice. And you know, but it like I said, it for the most part, it was pretty good. I did enjoy it. You know, and it was cool. I forgot that they had done Hero for Spider-Man and a couple other songs, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. But it was funny how they talked about how TikTok had actually given the band new life because a lot of people did Rockstar, a lot of people did
People did Hero. I know a lot of people did Hero at
Hero,
TikTok.
yeah. You Look Cuter with Something in Your Mouth.
Of course, that one.
And what was the other one? It was another one that was like more like oh, I almost want to say it was like heavy country. Like I consider Rockstar to be more of like a heavy country song. Like I don't really think
It
it
has the
feels,
twang to
yeah,
it, and it's
it's
like,
got like a little bit of that shuffle that makes it a little more country.
it's like what was it, Kid Rock's Cowboy
Yeah,
before he went totally country, and he had the cowboy baby, and it had that twang, and I'm like, I shudder because I
right.
used to thought I kind of
Can
thought
you
that
sing
song
that
was
again? I think
okay.
if you sing that the same way, I think you may have. I was like, did Justin just have a stroke? Like, what's going on
It's all that Bud
here?
Light I was shooting up in my backyard.
Oh, and by shooting, he means shotgunning. Not actual shooting.
No, he wasn't. It, those
I
weren't
oh I know
shotguns he
you
was
were.
shooting.
Oh, I know you were.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right. I guess we can talk. Oh, I have one more thing before we talk comics. But it's a visual. It's
The
a visual.
visual.
Hold on. Okay, cool. Do.
We're gonna get a
Ella
lot of
got a new
flack for this.
sign.
Holy cow!
Right?
Oh,
It looks good, right?
I was
Looks
gonna say,
real good.
I kind of miss the old one though, with the dragon and everything.
It's Lockheed, actually. It is
Yeah.
actually Lockheed. Actually, we still have the old sign. It's inside the building now. Yeah, the new sign went up yesterday. Josh took a picture and sent it to me. Weirdly, this picture almost makes it look like we superimposed it on there, but we didn't. It's just that
Photoshopped.
new. It's just that sexy looking, right?
Well, that
You
just
know.
means you need to start like maybe clean, like power wash the front there a
What?
little bit, maybe. You
What?
know, maybe.
Think about who you're talking to. Come on.
Oh, how much?
Come on.
Power wash doesn't cost that much. Holy cow.
Yeah, but we'd have to find a way to hook up the water.
That's true. That's
Like,
true.
come on. Anyway, all right. So now we talk comics. Go ahead.
All right, Life of Wolverine. Okay, this is gonna be like one of my quickest reviews ever. Basically, this is just a giant review of the entire Wolverine's entire story from origins all the way to current. And the only thing that, like, I guess you could say was the story starts out with, it's Wolverine and Krakoa, and they're doing their mind, inserting the memories and everything. But Jean was like, "You're gonna have to help me because even with me and the professor, we don't have your memories of everything." because you've lived longer than both me and the professor. So it starts way from the beginning and, origins to, all the way through. You get they included every, I guess they're making everything canon, everything, even the off canon stuff that people argue of what's canon and what's not canon for Wolverine. But they pretty much everything is canon for Wolverine at this point. And at the end, it is Jean's kind of crying. She's like, I had no idea what you went through in your early life. And she's like, if you want, we can cut out some of that pain. And his reply was basically, no, this is fine. I'm good with it. But thank you for sharing with me. And it was kind of a touching, very touching moment between him and Jean, which was, I had no issue with that. I figure that actually deepens their connection closer.
Right.
But I enjoyed this. I thought this was cool. I want to say, was this the one? No, this wasn't the Chris Claremont one. Claremont was the deep cut one, but I like this. This is a nice little, if you're just getting into Wolverine or you miss certain parts of like certain books that you have no idea, this book will help you fill in the gap. Even at the end, there are, I want to say, 3 or 4 pages of the series of early stuff, Weapon X history, this history with Sabretooth, everything. And it'll give you like, oh, here's this the reference from his uncanny years, his avenging years, the whole nine yards. I like this. This is a nice little, we always get those weird Wolverine books. Like I have the Encyclopedia of Wolverine and all that kind of stuff. This kind of fits in that area here. So if you're a Wolverine fan, I would recommend you pick it up. I don't know what to give it. Just give me some standard scrambled eggs. No cheese or anything because it's not really anything exciting. It's just review. Give me some regular strips of bacon because the art was excellent in this. I'm actually impressed with the way they fit everything the way they did because it is not structured in the way a normal comic book is structured. It's not in the square boxes. They took their liberties in the format. But I like this. It works for a review, kind of a giant review book.
Cool.
I would highly recommend this as kind of like a maybe a starting point if you're like, well, Wolverine's been around for 50 years. How can I catch up? Well, here you go. You got a little bit of catch up. If you want a checklist of books you might want to read later, graphic novels, it has that in there as well. So,
That's cool.
yeah.
All right. My first book is Scarlet Number Two. So Kelly Thompson crushing it. This book starts off where Scarlet is caught by some ninjas in the end of the previous episode. Has a razor blade in a wound in her side. So she pulls that out, cuts herself free. A ninja sees her. A bunch of ninjas come attack her. They totally get their asses kicked. And then finally their master comes over and says, "Hey, you should probably not do that." Yep, their master, totally Storm Shadow. He's awesome in this, and he's, running his clan of people, and Jinx happens to be there, and that's why Scarlet's there. She's trying to get to Jinx, but Storm Shadow doesn't know that. So he's like, "Hey, I think you'd be really great for us." Hardmaster, who's Storm Shadow's master, comes over and basically talks her into doing this espionage thing. And she does it all because she wants to get back together with Jinx, which now I am just waiting for the ridiculous backlash from all of the whiny man babies that Scarlet and Jinx are a couple and that they're lesbians, like the fact that they're lesbians and they're in the military and all that kind of stuff, you know. And but I also thought about the fact that, you know, Scarlet and Lady J as G.I. Joes in the 80s, right? When they were first introduced in the cartoon,
Yes.
like that was a big deal to have women in the military at that point.
Yes.
And you know, so they kind of are very important in the comic book world to do that, and in the in real pop culture too, because they became, I know a lot of guys that joined the military because they grew up on G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
And you know, and I imagine that worked out for the women too, to see Scarlet and Lady J and Jinx and a couple other guys, or a couple of the female Joes to go in there and do that. And you know, it's just been very good. This book's been awesome. It's only two issues in. I'm really enjoying it. I will give this book three pieces of French toast that are slathered in strawberries and strawberry like jam, like strawberry syrup, with a piping hot cup of coffee, with just a dash of skim milk in it, because I feel like
Nice.
that's the Scarlet breakfast. And a side of bacon, because she's a badass and she would have the bacon. But it was this book is very espionage. This is very covert stuff. I really am enjoying it. If you like, you know, G.I. Joe stuff, you're gonna like it. So, all right. Oh, by the
Okay.
way, people don't know, most of Justin's books this week have Wolverine in them.
Yeah.
Surprised no one. No
Well,
one at all.
considering this is the year of Wolverine, you know,
Right.
it's
So next year you're like, fuck this podcast, I'm retiring, I don't have any Wolverine books.
well,
I only get one
at
a
this
month. What the fuck?
yeah.
Oh, come on, that one week that a Wolverine book comes out.
Yeah. But this is Wolverine Deep Cut number one. Now, this is a continuing series. Again, for this is not going to be very long because this is literally just Wolverine and Sabretooth brawling out, and it's old school. They're just beating the crap out of each other. We do get a flashback with Wolverine talking to Storm about he needs to go do his solo, you know, anti-hero thing. We get a scene with Kitty Pryde and Yuriko. They are guarding
Ooh.
Mariko from Sabretooth. But you get a lot of references to, you know, this is in Madripoor and all that fun stuff that, you know, we've known for Wolverine lore forever. But I have to say, this book is very gruesome as far as the fight between Wolverine and Sabretooth. This is very nine, well, 80s in comics, 90s in the animated series of them just slashing. At one point, Sabretooth actually rips Wolverine's eyeballs out.
Oh, nice.
So he's literally just blind. But of course, you know, that doesn't mean he can't fight because he could smell and hear just fine, superhuman levels. So he kills Sabretooth, beheads him, but he realizes it's a clone because he's like, he even admits, like, in the end of the book, he's like, this feels like the way we used to fight. And he's like, Sabretooth has evolved past this. And he's like, he's not this savage as far as this. He's cold, calculated. He's savage, yes, but he's cold and calculated. He's like, this one was more savage and just, there was something that was off, and he realized it's a clone. So he's like, well, guess what, who that involves? And of course, it's Mr. Sinister's work. And that's the way the book ends. Like I say, very short, not, good at, not very in depth at all. But if you're in for classic Wolverine and Sabretooth beating the crap out of each other, you're gonna love this. Give me a couple slabs of bloody roast beef. Maybe some runny eggs to kind of mix in there. Some beer. This is like, the art is really good, very detailed. I think this is the Claremont one. Claremont's writing this story, so can't wait to see how this goes. It's also the cheapest book. This was $3.99 compared to the $4.99. So I was like, huh, okay. So
Hold on, I'm seeing who the actual creative team is.
I think that's the Claremont one, is the deep cut.
Well, he would write it. He wouldn't
Yeah, he's
draw it.
writing it, but I don't know who the art.
Edgar Salazar and then Philip Tan is coloring it.
Okay.
So.
So it's a completely new art team that I'm not used to seeing do Wolverine and Sabretooth. So
Right.
I'm down
Okay.
with it. More Wolverine artists, the better.
Somebody's got to keep drawing them.
Yeah.
All
Can't
right.
be the same five guys over and over again.
Who did the cover? Oh, Philip Tan. It's the same guys. They did the cover.
Yeah.
All right. My next book, speaking of people from the past, is Free Agents number one by Kurt Busiek and Fabian Nicieza, Stephen Mooney, Triona Farrell, and Comic Craft. Which I don't really know what Comic Craft is, but we're gonna see. Nope, doesn't say. So, this is like a sort of sci-fi book, sort of 90s team, sort of X-Men-y thing. But I'm telling you right now, this is one of the hardest books to read I've ever had in my entire life. Like, it is so complex and there's so much shit going on that I was like, I got to like the first five pages and I'm like, I don't know if I can finish this. So I plowed through it just to finish it. But there's like 15 little stories going on and it's like,
Oh.
it's very back and forth. It was very hard to follow.
Too much in one book.
Yeah, I mean it's 40 pages for $4, which isn't bad.
No,
But
no.
and like the story was okay, but it was just really hard to follow. But it had like a weird kind of oh, like almost like a Matrix kind of vibe to it, because like part of it is like some of these guys, like their whole story actually happens while they're sleeping, but some of it doesn't, and you can't really, it's hard to follow like what's real. So for that, I'm gonna give it like a I'm gonna give it a stack of toast, but it is white, then a piece of wheat, then a piece of rye, then a piece of multigrain, and none of them have the same jelly on them. And then a glass of water, because that's how weird this was that I just have to make a breakfast that matches. Like, it was not
I was going to say,
super.
that's got to be your worst reviewed book.
Yeah, I think it is. I'm not saying it was bad, because the art is fantastic and parts of the story
Fabian
move really
is
well,
good, yeah.
but parts of it I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I just couldn't follow it. But I really like the art. I like the concept of everybody. I like the look of all the characters. I just couldn't follow the story to save my life. So,
Okay.
but anyway, continuing on.
All right. All right, we got Werewolf by Night. This is a Bloodshot or Blood Hunt tie-in, but it is only a one shot. So there's no, it's not a series, it's just one book, it's done. And it starts out with Jake Gomez, Werewolf by Night. This is not traditional OG Werewolf
Not
by Night.
Jack.
No. Jake Gomez is a looks like he looks like he's Native American, I'm assuming. Just tone, him having a ponytail, he gives off very Native American vibes. And he is doing, he's working out in an abandoned dinosaur themed park in, want to say Arizona by the looks of it. They never specify the actual area, but I know it takes place in a dinosaur theme park. It's someplace he used to go when he was a kid, so you get a little bit of flashbacks there. He ends up, as he's working out, because he wolfs out when he works out, he runs into a group of teenagers doing a ritual of some kind. They end up summoning a ghost who happens to be the uncle of one of these teens, and he is apparently, the uncle is kind of a sleazeball, corporate guy that he lost like tons of money in this theme park, blah blah blah. But he's like, I haven't been alive in years, so he ends up taking over his nephew's body, and kind of using it as an anchor. And then he just starts killing all the other teens in this circle. Jake gets him to kind of diverts away, and Jake recognizes a couple of these kids as guys that he went to high school with. And that comes into play later. And as this is all happening, this possessed kid is like shooting out fire, and he ends up actually taking over like a automated Tyrannosaurus Rex that Jake had to rip the head off of, and he can't wolf out. He's doing this in human, using his human abilities. For some reason, he's not, like, the wolf is not responding to his call. But he's trying his best. Well, as this is all going on, you see down the road, you're seeing a bunch of local cops. They are now vampires. So here's the blood tie to the blood hunt. And they see the fire, and they're like, well, we got to check this out, because this could be, fun, food, whatever, because, that's all that's on their mind. So they're racing towards the amusement park. Jake recognizes one of the teens as Sam, who is the one who had the grimoire that was able to do the ritual. Apparently, Sam is a witch. So he's trying to protect her. Now the teens who were not Sam or the possessed, and are not the ones that got killed already, are trying to leave the amusement park. Well, here comes the vampire cops. So they basically finish off the kids that are running out of the amusement park. They do see, they do surround Sam, but the ghost, the possessed ghost, also wants Sam. So it's like between a hot rock, a rock and a hard place. We think Sam screwed. Well, finally, you see that this moon, this super bright moon, and you're like, it's not a full moon. You're like, something's wrong here. And Jake ends up turning into this white wolf that you see on the cover. That is not his normal wolf,
Warm.
transformation. It's normally just regular brown fur. He is
Mm.
white with red eyes. And Jake's like, I can't control this transformation. All I feel is hunger and rage. So he ends up, Werewolf Jake rips the nephew apart, which destroys the anchor. So the ghost is now, well, the possessed, he's now a ghost that's just haunting the amusement park. Now he can't be back into the real world. He takes care of the vampires real quick. And unfortunately, we see Sam going, Jake, I'm sorry, are you there? And she's trying to snap him out of it. And then, and like black, see, like black screen, and he wakes up and there's just carnage everywhere. He's like, what the heck happened? And he's like, Sam, are you okay? And he's holding on to a leg. We don't know if this is Sam's leg or not. We don't know if Sam is dead or not. We don't know because it's, you can't tell because there's just bodies everywhere, body parts everywhere. He just, total Wolverine, berserker mode.
And it's a
So,
one shot, so we'll never find him.
yeah. Well, you might, this might lead to the new series that they're talking about doing, a Werewolf by Night
No.
series. So this may
Cool.
be a thing. But he's like, this is the end of it, is him in his mind trying to figure out how this happened, and he's going to have to do some research on like what's going on. So that is the end of the book.
Nice.
I like this. It was a good read. The art was above average. It wasn't spectacular, but it wasn't like the ultimate, like the covers on all of the book of the werewolves, Werewolf by Nights, are awesome, including Maria Wolf's. So if you're lucky enough to find that variant, guys, snag it. I like the story. I liked that they did have to. This was a very loose tie-in for the Blood Hunt. You don't necessarily need this for your, if you're collecting the Blood Hunt for the series.
Right.
But it was a good story. I didn't mind it. This is definitely an eggs with some. Give me some sharp cheddar on this. A little bit of sharp cheddar on there. Give me some. I'm gonna have to add some meat to this too. Give me some regular ham
There you
sliced
go.
up. Maybe some sausage patties too. Double meat.
Double meat.
Double the meat.
What?
With the amount of bodies that you see in this book,
That's fair. That's
that
fair.
kind of fits the bill. And I guess it'd give me coffee because you're gonna need coffee, with
Nothing
that
keeps that
kind of,
rage up like some good caffeine. So.
yeah. I would say get a Red Bull, but I don't know if you want to do Red with Werewolf by Night here. It's not good.
But Red Bull gives you wings. Just kidding.
Flying, raging werewolf. Yay! Yeah.
Right. Well, from one anthropomorphic character to another anthropomorphic character, this is Thundercats Chitara number one from Dynamite. Sue Lee did the writing on this. This is a prequel book to the regular Thundercats stuff, so you actually get to see Thundera a little bit. You get to see Kid Lion-O, you get to see young Jaga, young Panthro, young Chitara, and young Tigra. So I'm pretty sure this is before Kit and Kat were born. Actually, no, they're supposed to be a little older than Lion-O, so we just haven't seen them yet. And you see that. You
I was going to
know,
say, she looks very young. This looks very, she's in her teens. Is she a teenager?
yeah,
She
I
is
would
now.
say like early, like maybe early 20s at most. And you see that like Claudius, who is Lino's dad, is basically really old and sick, so he just kind of rules from the throne. And, everybody's kind of seeing him in different ways. And Chitara talks about how she kind of took him as his own. And there's this really crazy scene toward the end where Lion-O actually says, "Good night, mother." And she just goes, "Shh." And then he passes out. And, it's very, it was very weird, that part. But, because I was just like, there's like, are they really trying to make that a canon thing? Because, okay, I guess.
Is that a
Because she was,
retcon thing? Is that
I
like a
don't know.
re?
Because she's like, she's also like a priestess that protects the Sword of Omens with Jaga.
Okay.
So, but Tigra keeps making passes at her, and she's like, I don't know. And everybody's like, "You're still pushing them off, huh?" And she's like, "I don't know what you're talking about." So, but it's very cool. I like this like Farrah Fawcett-y kind of like cover they got going on
Yeah,
here.
that's what that's kind of came to mind there. I'm like, isn't that like her poster? That was like
Right,
that
that's
famous
what I'm saying. It's
poster.
very, we're
Yeah,
very similar to
even the
it.
way she puts her arms up and everything, I think that's exactly the pose.
Or it's very, very close. Yeah. But I really enjoyed it. If you like Thundercats, this is a cool expansion of the lore.
As you
I'm
say
giving
that, mine's
this.
clawing me.
There you go. Down, Chitara.
Yeah.
But I would give this oh man. I feel this is like a Western omelet with like a side of like breakfast potatoes and a glass of orange juice. This is very filling. It was very classic. It was very just all around good. So that's why I enjoyed it. So,
Okay.
all right. So now, hold on. All right. Now, before we start talking about Acolyte and the boys, it is our weekly news segment where it is deep thoughts with the deep tweets read. So, because I really like this,
Wow.
I think it's funny. So, the first one is, dude, your head is just slowly 3D printing your hair. This one is, if 666 is considered evil, is 25.8069 the root of all evil?
Wow.
Math joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
What if plants are actually farming us, giving us oxygen until we expire, and turn into manure food, which then they can consume? It's a really deep thought, right?
Yeah.
If you hear boss music in a video game, then does the boss hear player music? I'll do like two more. If you punch yourself and it hurts, are you strong or are you weak? All right. If steroids are illegal for professional athletes, then shouldn't Photoshop be illegal for models? Right. Yeah.
Well, we know AI is bad for comics, so
Yeah, yeah.
don't think we discussed that last week, did we?
I think we did a little bit, but I don't really want to get too far into it. So, all right, so you watched The Boys this week. I did not yet.
Yes.
But you were telling me that it is like, because I made the comment last week of how like there's not a lot of sex in this season, and you're telling me that this is pretty much them making up for that.
Oh yeah, there's a dungeon scene. And I mean dungeon scene
Nice.
with our poor boy William. Hey.
Real. Oh, okay.
Well, he goes undercover as one of the supes.
Yeah.
Apparently this is Tech Knight's thing, like that Tech Knight is heavily featured in this episode. and Tech Knight, and we all know the redhead that is the was it? They bumped her down to like mascot instead of being like president or whatever of Vought.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we know she's into kinky stuff. Well, her and Tech Knight are buddies. And you see some stuff, you're like, oh, okay, we don't need to see this. So that's like all the thing you were saying about, oh, there's not a lot of sex in this. Well, no, you see all you need to see in this. So,
Nice.
but that wasn't like the biggest part. You see some very disturbing stuff, especially on this today is very relevant considering the what today is, and there is a furthering of the one percenters meeting of how they're going to destroy the country or how they're going to run the country. Oh boy, art imitating life, life imitating art. We're
Yep.
getting
Oh, yeah.
the lines are blurring. And we see Bill Butcher, giant drop, giant moment for Butcher. But I'm not going to spoil that. You're gonna have to watch that one.
Okay.
I don't want to, because it's a really good episode. Like these last two episodes are very like, this is what people expect from the boys.
Oh yeah.
Like the gore, the sexual stuff, but then
The
you're seeing
weird,
all the
crazy, left field
sinister
shit,
crap,
yes.
the sinister stuff that, you know, they've had to update through from the comics to current day. Which, especially after the beginning of this week, surprise.
Right.
They may, you know how they use the Simpsons of the Simpsons, like predicted all this. You're gonna have to start saying this about the boys.
Yeah.
You know, minus the soups. We don't have that kind
Right.
of cool stuff. But yeah, it's yeah, guys. Wow. Ooh.
Right. I'm interested to watch. I'll be watching it probably actually as soon as we're done, if I don't go
Yeah.
for a bike ride first. Anyway, all right, so we can talk about the Acolyte for a few minutes and then we'll wrap this sheet up. So this week's episode of the Acolyte, we really get a it's the follow-up to the massacre of all the Jedi on Kofor, and we finally get to see a little bit more about the Dark Master guy,
Yeah. The
and
unnamed Sith. We'll put it that
yeah,
way.
well,
Unnamed Sith.
I don't think he's technically a Sith yet because he has to have that apprentice. That actual apprentice to be really a Sith Lord. And I think this is, I think it was interesting how they swapped the girls, because he really was always after May and not, or he was always after Osha and not actually after May. So I thought that was interesting. I thought the parts with Sol and May, like in that kind of like, oh, I figured you out, that kind of thing. Was really good. The only part I really could have done without is really the Jedi Council, like coming and seeing all the dead Jedi and just being like, oh shit, you
And then
know,
they're
like,
them accusing Saul of it, and I'm like,
yeah.
yeah, that's not,
Yeah.
it's
Yeah.
like that is the worst conclusion you could have, you know, put out there.
Right. So yeah, that was really the only part I thought was bad. I'm still liking the show a lot. I like it because it's very different.
You're getting a lot of the philosophical differences
Yeah.
between a Jedi and a Sith, which, you know, it's we've never really gotten that on the screen. Like, not truly, anyway. You get some of it in the comics, you got some of it in the cartoons a little bit, but this was more you're seeing that the difference and how they're, you know, they explain
Also, like
themselves and everything.
how someone an how another person was is being led to the dark side, like how a different Sith do that, and how why it's important for the power of two, which is the master and the apprentice.
And you are getting a sense that he has been around a long time, because the way he's talking is that of somebody beyond their years, and definitely does not look, beyond the years there. So, you got the dude, the mask and everything. This definitely does give off the vibe of what is Darth Sidious's master? I'm trying to remember his name. I can't remember it. On the tip of my tongue, I can't remember.
All good.
But a lot of the Star Wars canon guys that I've been kind of trying to, they're trying to translate a little bit of what this is going on. This could be Darth Sidious's master. And the fact that he is, he's saying that he is older than he looks, or at least that is the vibe he is giving off, means he has found a way to prolong his life. So I'm kind of down
Very
with it.
possible.
Yeah, I'm kind of down with it. I would have preferred him actually looking like the alien instead of just looking human.
Well, I
But
thought that was a good way to like kind of red herring that for a little bit in those first couple episodes, which I was fine with. Well, I'm trying to find what his. They
His
just
name
call
was
him the Stranger slash Khmer. Q
he's
Q I M I R Khmer.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm enjoying it. I think it's cool. I also think that a lot of the shows are better if you binge them,
Yeah. Yeah,
because the story flows more and you're not just getting it weekly. And I think
yeah.
that's why a lot of the guys who don't like a lot of the newer stuff are missing out because they're watching it weekly and they're used to a 2 hour to 2.5 hour chunk like type
Yeah.
thing. So
Well, and it's also it's it takes time to draw to sort of, especially in television, you have to have a little bit of patience. You don't have everything kind of plopped out in the movie for
right.
you. So I mean, I'm hoping people are starting to kind of, I've noticed there hasn't been a lot of anti-Star Wars talk in the since the last two episodes. So the only thing is, like, what's his name, the Eris Quiñones from Variant podcast, Variant Nation, whatever you want to, he's under, he despises this show to the max, and he is a hardcore Star Wars guy, and he's just been tearing it on the internet. And a lot of course, he has tons of clout, so of course his followers are agreeing with him. I've actually kind of stopped watching him at this point, and I'm like, dude, I get, I get you're a Star Wars fan, but you got to be a little objective. It's not all bad. I was like, yeah, there are some certain parts that aren't good, but there are some really solid parts in this series so far. I like it. Does it have the action that we expect? No, it does not. But I am enjoying the philosophy shift. I like seeing the soul slowly getting emotions as a Jedi, which she's not supposed to have. And you're the Sith slash stranger, whatever the heck you want to call him, and his point of view. And I like watching the twins switch places, and they're getting a different point of view that they've never been shown. So I'm getting where it's going. I have no issue with it, but
All right,
again,
I'm gonna make a
it's
really crazy prediction, and just because I wanna see if it comes true, but I'm calling it now while we're what 2 weeks out from the finale, that Soul ends up being the Acolyte.
Like
I
he
don't
ends up
know.
being the apprentice, I guess.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
I'm calling it. Calling it right now. You watch. Anyway.
Again, that seems way obvious, though. It's like the torture she's going through right now
Sure.
seems way obvious.
Right.
But
So,
it could
man.
be a, they could all end up becoming Sith. We don't know. It's that
All right, we're
we, this
taking
could be the
bets.
start.
We're taking bets. All right. So that's pretty much all we got for this week.
Yeah.
Just remember to celebrate the day
Yes.
safely. Don't blow your hands off. And remember, the George Washington and his crew worked across the aisle for the first time ever to tell England to suck our Star Spangled balls. So, just remember, people did work across the aisle. It was called the Constitution. They wanted a better place, they did it. And they worked together to do it. So
Yes.
work together with your fellow man. Happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day, and we will see you guys next week at our regular time.
Okay.
Later.